From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Starting next month, Cargill will begin enrolling cotton growers in its Cargill Region Connect regeneratively sourced cotton program that rewards cotton growers for the positive soil health practices they're already using. Cargill will offer one-year contracts to growers who have implemented cover crops and reduced till or no-till practices since last fall. Cotton growers can earn a premium for each pound of regeneratively grown cotton contracted, produced, and delivered to Cargill. Rising fuel prices are putting mounting pressure on farmers and ranchers grappling with the increased cost of growing food. USDA estimates the cost of fuel, lube, and electricity will increase 34% this year. American Farm Bureau Federation economists say the war in Ukraine has reduced availability of global crude oil, and U.S. domestic production is down while demand increases. Diesel prices rose to $5.72 per gallon in June, up 74% from last June. The National Chicken Council announced findings from a recent national survey regarding consumer attitudes about chicken and plant-based chicken alternatives. The results show 4 in 5 Americans want clearer product labeling and separate shopping sections for plant-based products. 1 in 5 Americans reported they accidentally bought the plant-based product, believing it was real chicken. Survey results also indicate that consumers, including those that eat plant-based chicken, prefer authentic chicken for taste, affordability, and cooking versatility. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.